Page 32. I want you to do this homework, this work at home, okay? I want you to write down the names of people that you deal with in church, at work, okay? 4 to 6 people, okay? can I have the slide? And using the readiness-based leadership style grid, think of people who report to you or who, people you need to manage in the performance of your job. Write down under the appropriate column, okay? Name, tapos, your best estimate of the readiness level of the individual in the last project you assigned. Then, the leadership style you used in assigning that project to the individual. And then, the leadership style warranted by the individual's readiness level for that task. The purpose of the homework is for you to see if there is a discrepancy between the leadership style you are employing relative to the leadership style that you should employ based on the readiness level of that individual for that project. Okay, so that's just to, where there is a discrepancy, you know what to do. Use the appropriate style. So homework na lang yan. turn to page 33, okay? So there's now a premium on determining the readiness level of the follower. If my style should match the readiness level of the follower, it now becomes very important to find out accurately the readiness level of the follower. So 3 factors determine the follower's readiness level. Number 1, energy and drive. Number 2, accountability. Number 3, technical competence and familiarity. The only thing I want to say here is, typically, we use number 3 only. Okay? Typically, we use number 3 only. Magaling ba yan dyan? Oh, sige, assign nyo. Okay. What I want you to think about is, hey, number 3 is just number 3. You have to have the energy and drive. Okay? Is the individual excited? Okay? Is he interested? Is she interested? Second, is he or she willing to assume responsibility? Excuse me. Is he or she willing to assume responsibility? And finally, does she or he have technical competence or familiarity? You must have a holistic reason for assessing the readiness level of the follower. Okay. There are 3 ways to determine your follower's readiness level. Number 1 is regular formal performance appraisals. Now, you can see the workshop builds on its own modules. We talked about performance appraisals in session 1 this morning, you remember? And so, we're not talking about this until after we've talked about performance appraisals. So, the problem with performance appraisals, formal performance appraisals, is they are few and far in between. They are annual. So you need help in between. So you also can do day-to-day observation of work results and become a student of each of your people. How do you achieve day-to-day observation of work results? You MBWA, okay? If you're an MBWA type of people manager, yeah, you will observe people in their natural work habitat. And you can see how they respond, how they react with other people. So your assessment of their readiness level is broadened. Okay? And finally, you get to know your people as individuals and connect with them regularly so that a personal dimension to your work relationships is developed. So as you do MBWA, as you observe people, and as you build relationships with them, you will gain a better understanding of their capability, their energy level, their willingness to assume responsibility, and their technical familiarity. So, in other words, this is all common sense. Now, if you relate with people well, if you do MBWA, you can observe people on a day-to-day basis so that when you assign tasks to them, you have a much better idea of their readiness level. Now, let's say, but Alex, I need to assign somebody now. And I don't know the readiness level of the individual. Umalis na lahat. The only volunteer I could get is Hazel. Hazel, mahinang tumakbo. Nahuli ko tuloy. Hazel, I want you to handle the church picnic, the staff outing this year. Eh, nagtakbuhan lahat. Si Hazel, mahinang tumakbo. Na ho, siyang kukunin ko. Ako si senior pastor. Now, Alex, I don't know Hazel's readiness level in organizing company outings or staff outings. What do I do? Very good question. Okay, listen carefully. Many times, you will not know the readiness level of your people on specific tasks. So, assume R1. Parang driving. Always start at low gear. However, listen carefully. I'm going to assume Hazel knows nothing about organizing a staff outing, summer outing. So I'm going to say, Hazel, thanks for volunteering. And Hazel says, you are right. I didn't volunteer. But anyway, I got caught. Anyway, Hazel, come in. Pencil and paper. I want you to manage this year's staff outing. Okay? Now, remember, I don't know her readiness level. And I'm going to start briefing her as if she's R1, which means makulit, step by step. Okay, Hazel, number one, okay? Establish the date. Number two, screen for potential venues. Before that, establish the budget. I'll tell you what the budget is later, etc., etc. Now, unbeknownst to me, because I'm a new pastor assigned to this congregation, and unbeknownst to me, Hazel, who's been in the church for 10 years, is the reina ng picnic organizing committee. Siya palang ano, pinuno pala siya. Siya si Manny Pacquiao ng how to organize picnics. And as I'm dictating to Hazel in a very detailed way, her eyes roll up as in, ay, ako. Itong pastor na itong kulit-kulit. So, if you don't know the readiness level of the individual, assume R1, but pay attention. When he or she reacts, it is the signal to say, oh, excuse me, Hazel, by the way, do you know anything about organizing a staff outing? Which is the most intelligent question I should have asked in the first place. And when Hazel says, well, ahem, hindi mo na itatanong. Ako black belter dyan eh. Ayun. When I find that out because of that input, cambio. Okay, R4. Here's the date. Here's the budget. You take care of it. You see? So, even if you don't know the readiness level of the individual, the intelligent thing to do is to ask. Okay? Nomer, may alam ka ba rito? Nomer, do you have any experience in launching a new service? Oh, yes, Pastor Alex. Oh, good. How many new services have you launched in the past? Oh, 10. And were there any problems? No, it was very smooth. Okay, so I could verify that on a third-party basis, or I could make a decision. Wow, R4, sige, you do it. So the best thing to do is to interview to determine the readiness level or the approximate readiness level and proceed accordingly. The caution is you proceed conservatively. If the individual says, I'm an R4, I'll proceed at R3. So that, because the individual's estimate might be wrong, might be overinflated. Are you with me? So be conservative. You should err on the lower readiness level than though on the higher readiness level, because I'll reverse it. If Hazel has no experience in organizing company church picnics, but I assume she's an R4, and I delegate it to her, it's going to be a disaster. Just like Teddy delegating to Esther in an area where Esther was not competent. So that's disastrous. So you err on the side of lower readiness level estimate than higher. Basta you are attentive, and you make cambio right away. You change right away as soon as you get new input. All right. Okay, you are ready for case number two. Iron Mike, 3 minutes to discuss the case, to read the case on your own, 5 minutes to discuss, and 1 minute to present. Regroup, okay? You cannot re-elect the prior presenter. Index finger to the ceiling at the count of three. A one, a two, a three. Sino po rito? Faith. All right. And who is the lucky person here? Warsha. And here? Jeline. And Jen po? Ray. Okay. Cheese. James. Okay, go. 3 minutes and five.